Antonio Martinez, Antonio Martinez, 53156. This is a 68-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age. He's been here from El Salvador for 40 years. He has 4 children. His wife still lives in El Salvador, period. In the paragraph, he has a history of ETOH and tobacco abuse in the past, period. In the paragraph, patient has a history of coronary artery disease. His surgeries includes coronary artery bypass graft and amputation of the right forefoot some time ago, period. In the paragraph, his caretaker tells me that he's now totally bedbound. He was sent to the emergency room with a cough, congestion, bloating of his abdomen, shortness of breath, and weakness. He was sent back to the house saying there's not much that can be done for him and for him to be placed on hospice, period. Apparently his vaccination is up to date, period. Family history, positive for diabetes and heart disease, period. Review of system, he has distended abdomen, weight loss, ADL dependency, confusion. He's oriented to person only at this time. He has what looks like fluid and ascites in his abdomen, history of congestive heart failure, volume overload, and atherosclerotic heart disease, period. There has been no recent echocardiogram or further workup when he was seen in the emergency room. Just 2 days ago, he was sent back because of his severe disability and was told, the group home was told to put him on hospice, period. Patient has been ADL dependent and has been bedbound for some time, period. He used to be able to get into a wheelchair, but no longer able to do so, period. We'll ask for the records from the hospital, but apparently not much was done because they felt like patient is too debilitated, and this has gone on for so long. And he was referred to hospice care per Gina, patient's caretaker, phone number 832-989-4746, period. On exam, Mr. Martinez has a blood pressure of 163 over 75, pulse of 56, O2 side 97%. He's Hispanic speaking only. Heart positive, phone positive, is 2. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, distant breath sounds, abdomen, distended, cannot rule out ascites, lower extremity, muscle weak, severe weakness, no lateralizing symptom, decreased turgor, except for edema about the lower extremity, and amputated forefoot right side, period. Decreased pulses on the left side and the lower extremity noted. Assessment. 68-year-old gentleman with severe physical disability, consistent with long-standing atherosclerotic heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension, period. New paragraph patient also has a clinical findings of congestive heart failure with an S4 Gallop, period. Recent emergency room visit resulted in a patient to be sent home and to be placed on, find a hospice patient to keep patient comfortable at this time per ER evaluation, period. He has a shortness of breath, cough, congestion. Apparently his workup was negative. He was not sent home with any antibiotics at this time. Given the natural progression of his severe disability and physical debility, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. A current copy of his medication is being faxed to me at this time for further evaluation as well. He also has an extensive history of COPD and ETOH abuse in the past, extensive history of tobacco and alcohol abuse in the past, given his... just per patient is a candidate for hospice because of his overall demise. Furthermore, patient is also sleeping more 12, 16 hours a day, which is different. Cannot rule out lacunar or recurrent strokes at this time. Overall prognosis, quite poor. Thank you.